Hey guys, my name's Zoe, your host for today, and I'm still thinking of what game to do. There are so many games, so yeah, but some games I'm going to talk a little more about are Fashion Famous, some tips to get onto Fashion Famous and what to do there. Yeah, that's one of the tips I'm going to give on. And I might talk a little bit about some of my other favorite games. I might talk a little bit about like camping, one of the games that I've played for a little bit. I'm going to talk about a little bit of camping, hotel, and those games, and a little bit of Fashion Famous. So Fashion Famous is first. Fashion Famous, yes. I'll give you some tips on it. Lena also loves Fashion Famous, if you listened to interviewing Lena, so yeah. Fashion Famous is like, say you got the theme of back in kindergarten. I got that theme and I got a very high score in it. So how you get a very high score is you can get like these little pigtails in the front with like little strips of hair on the side. Those are really, really cute, and make them brown or any color, but brown I think is like the cutest color for back in kindergarten theme, because it goes really well with the outfit. So get a tie-dye sweater and like ripped up jeans and stuff like that. If you want, you could get like an accessory. I got a little bow to go along with it. It's really, really cute, and the face can either be super, super cute or really, really plain, but not in the middle. No makeup, because it's back in kindergarten. So yeah, that's one really, really great way. And I'm so fancy. You get really, really curly hair. That's what you get. Make it blonde. I think it goes really good with the outfit. Get the blue face. Yeah. Get the blue face. It's like, it has pretty makeup and like eyelashes and all that. Yeah, and it has a couple of scales on the side. It's really, really good for it. Or just any really cute face you want. Then go to the dressing section, get like the mermaid top, it's really, really pretty. And then get a really puffy dress, and make the color your favorite color. The colors that go best with it, I think, is blue, purple, and pink. Maybe teal also goes good with it. I never tried teal, but yeah, I think it goes really well with it. So let's talk a little bit more about camping. And also, the other day I played a game called Daycare Story that I might want to talk to you guys about. You know what? Let's just talk about Daycare Story. So Daycare Story, basically, this is what happens. I remember like everything about it. So basically, you just like end up as a little kid or whatever. Like, you just are a little kid and you go to any bus you want. It just loads and loads and loads and loads. And then you go to the daycare. So basically, it doesn't let you in until Sarah lets you in. So yeah, you just go up to Sarah or whatever caretaker it is. Sometimes it's different. She says, welcome to the daycare, explore whenever you want, and you explore. And I already chose my room. So the pink room is for boys, you know, the pink room is for girls, and the blue room is for boys. No, I don't think it works like that. I think it's just like you can go in any room you want, but that's what I did. So yeah. So then you go downstairs and there's a sound. But first you have to eat. You have to vote what you want to eat, and you just like eat whatever you want. And then it says, "There's a noise. What's wrong with the noise? Let's go see the TV." And then you get like 30 seconds to get on the couch, and then it's like that, and you get to see it. It says, "Breaking news, the hotel, there's a monster at the hotel." And then everyone is like, "Ah," and then it says that close all doors and windows to keep safe. And then the monster comes through the door, and then it just chases you. I didn't really survive, so that's all I like know about it. But there's a secret elevator somewhere. Like, I don't know, but like it's somewhere. There's a third floor in the elevator. Third floor in the elevator. I know. And yeah. I actually found that out from a YouTuber, so I'm not completely sure that it happened. Like, I don't know if it has a secret elevator, but yeah, I trust you, YouTuber. Yeah, I do. So that's what I think there is from the YouTuber's perspective. Yep. So that's daycare story, basically. And now camping. Ooh, camping. Okay, this is a pretty game that's like, it's a pretty scary game, but not as scary as Granny. Well, it's not really a scary game because, only it is, it's like the same exact monster that goes into the daycare, but like Granny is like, no, you do not want to play it unless you're like so brave and you're like so confident to anything. It is so creepy. No. Okay, anyway. Camping is just like you choose a tent, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and also, I found out, if you go into the forest, make a left, go to the back and make a left, and then there's a sign that I cannot read, because it's like super, super scrunched into tiny letters, and it's super hard to read, but I think you can read it if you want to. And I made a few words. It said something about a family going camping. So, it's one of those games where you have to go into the tent to be safe. Well, no, I don't know, because the monster first appears by the fire, I think. So, that's how you stay safe. You just, like, I don't know, but I'm going to try jumping over its head. That might work. I don't know. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's it for today. I'm sorry, today was a very short episode, but, well, I have to go because one of my friends is coming over. So, yeah, be tuned in for next time. Bye. My friend Grace today, which is, she's pretty funny, so if we laugh in the middle of it, then don't be surprised. So Grace, what's your favorite Roblox game?
Club Roblox.
Why is Club Roblox your favorite game?
Because I have a kid in it.
I don't know why. I'm recording your laughter, just so you know.
Okay.
Grace?
What?
What do you do with Club Roblox?
You play.
You role play. What else do you do?
you go grocery shopping.
You have pets, you have kids, you go to the hospital.
You ride horses.
That's it.
Did you ever play a role-playing game called the fairy tale role-play?
Maybe. What do you do in it? What is it like?
Oh, it's just like you have art class and lunch and blah, blah, blah.
Is it real high?
Kinda. Well, then maybe.
Okay.
That's a baby, everyone! Do you like Royal High?
Yes.
Okay, what do you love so much about Royal High?
You can be royal and you're in high school.
Wow.
And you're pretty.
Wow.
And you're prettier than you are when you're 8 years old. Because you don't have highlights and you don't have your color of hair that you want to have. Because there's pink hair and then you can have pink hair.
And yeah.
It's a three-year-old's dream. Even though a three-year-old can't play it, but yeah, a three-year-old still can.
Grace is 8 and I'm turning 8 in about a month.
Yeah, so I'm older, everyone, so yeah, I'm going to high school first.
No, we're in the same grade. We're literally in the same grade. You're just, like, older than me.
Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to high school first.
You know what? Off to high school, I'm going to miss you. Oh, but speaking of high school, check out the book Ghost Girl. If you're in high school, it's a really good book. If you're in third grade, then it's pretty big.
If you're in third grade, it's like a 350-page book. Don't read it.
No, I love reading it, and I'm in third grade.
Okay, anything else to talk about, Zoe?
Okay, although please don't judge my age. I'm trying my best to make this beautiful podcast come true.
Okay. Now, would you please just ask me more questions? You said, like, before.
Okay.
You said a few questions. This has not been a few.
What's your other game?
I would say Club Roblox and then Royal High.
Okay, what do you do in Royal High? It's so amazing.
You go to school, you're in high school, you're so beautiful and everything.
Ah, sounds like a dream of a three-year-old.
Anything else to say, Zoe?
Oh, I'm going to wait till it's 5 minutes, okay? I'm brave enough to do that.
Why do you have to wait till it's 5 minutes?
Because stopping at 4 minutes doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Yeah, if you hear us chatting right now, this is what we do every day at school, so.
Yeah, but now is summer break, and I'm over, and something terrible happened today, so yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Bye.
No, I'll talk about it. So what happened was my dad said you could go on a bike ride, and we went all the way down the hill. My dad said, we're at the bottom of the hill, and we didn't, and we just went all around the whole neighborhood, and then we crossed the main road, and then we just, like, and then we were so lost for like 30 minutes, so we had to ask a nice lady to bring us home, and she brought us home, and then my dad said, don't talk to strangers, and he yelled at us so badly when we got home, and then we were so sad.
And we just stayed in the room the whole rest of the day for like 2.5 hours, and then we got so bored that we came downstairs to see, Zoe's little sister had to go take a nap, so.
Yeah,
and then we just been sitting here. This is only my first try.
Yes. Okay, that's all for today.
Bye.
8 today I'm going to be interviewing my friend Grace, and she's a little bit like, maybe laugh a lot, so don't be surprised if you hear lots of laughter in the background. So, Grace, did you ever play camping?
Yes.
Okay, what is it like for you?
It's hard.
I know, it is.
Because I try to get up a hill, and my camper won't go up high. Up the high hill.
Wow, that's totally not fair. What happened with me is, well, the monster keeps getting me.
What monster? Maybe you're not thinking of the same camping as me. What does the monster look like? It has like fiery eyes.
What? Oh, is that camping?
I never played that camping.
Oh,
okay. I have a different camping.
What's your favorite game?
Club Roblox or Royal High.
Yeah, why are these your favorite games?
Because they're fun.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, and one of my favorite games is PSGA something or other. Gymnastics.
Oh, yeah, that's a really, really good game.
Good game.
Okay, yeah, go check it out.
Go check it out, YouTuber. I'm used to doing YouTube videos because I have my own channel, so I'm not used to podcasts. This is only my first one, so yeah.
Okay, what's your YouTube channel, Carl?
Grace's Playhouse.
Okay, go to Grace's Playhouse and be sure to check it out.
Because it's an amazing channel with slime on it.
Oh!
But don't. Ow, that hurt. But don't mind.
Don't mind what?
But don't mind the logo for my channel. It's a J only because I do it on my dad's phone, so yeah. Yeah. And my dad's name starts with a J. It's Jacob, so yeah.
You're not supposed to tell everybody's name in here, Grace.
I'm not.
You just told your dad's name.
Fine.
Yeah, what if somebody robbed your house?
No one knows where I live.
I do.
Well, don't tell.
She lives in Cameron Court something in there, right? Wait, I don't know where you live.
Why'd you say that? Now we can start over.
You live in something court, right?
No. Please, can you start over?
Okay, no. Okay, sorry. We just like a little, like, oh my god.
You're, we need a water break.
No, we haven't. Anyway, I'm going to be talking about Royal High. Okay, fine. She lives on Hair Flame.
No, I don't.
Why do you want to do
that? Then people are going to try to look for me.
Okay, she lives on Hair Flame. I made a mistake. Okay, this is like a really bad episode. So, yeah. Okay, let's.
Bye, YouTubers.
Can you talk about a little bit more for 2 minutes? Can you hold it for 2 minutes?
Zoe, please. I don't want to post this.
We're sorry, but I have nothing to do and I'm sad, girly. I have nothing. Okay, bye, Grace. For 1 minute. Going to the bathroom where my grandpa pees.
Going up here.
Okay, we need to edit that part out. Yeah, definitely didn't hear that. Okay, you definitely didn't hear that. You definitely didn't hear that. Bye. Yeah, that was a very, very weird episode. So, I'm going to call this episode Laughing Grace and Zoe, which is true because we love to laugh. Okay, so I'm about to end this episode right here, but I have to wait until it says 5 minutes. Okay, I'm waiting. Okay, anyway, I love Royal High because you can dress up and do stuff and stuff and stuff. Okay, it's 44 right now. Okay, yep, we can do stuff in Royal High, and you can do all different things. Like, okay, let's do a countdown here. 3, 2, 1, 5.